Hey, thank you for calling Kyle Park Chevrolet. How may I direct your call?
How's it going, Bruce? How are you?
Oh, you know.
I wish there was a Kyle Park Chevrolet.
Oh. Good. You played along well. I mean, I like it. It's kind of like, you know, Kyle Park, how in the world can I can't get this guy when he calls me. It's like I get all these youngsters that call me, and I can just pop them off one after the other, and they're kind of like, oh, hi, it's such and such. I'm supposed to have an interview.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a youngster. It makes me feel bad. I'm only 32 years old, and I'm no longer a youngster.
Yeah, you're out of that category now.
I'm an old vet, yep.
Hey, well, thanks for calling me, man, and taking time out of your busy schedule. I mean, do you still do phone interviews?
Absolutely. I do as many as I can.
Do you really? I thought yeah, somebody that's seasoned like yourself there would kind of be off the phone thing and just kind of doing more of the station type of deals.
Well, I'd love to be in station, but then again, I'm never in person as much as I want to be. I'm not in the city where I need to be talking.
Sure.
But I want to get on the radio as much as possible, man. There's still so many people who don't know who I am out there, so.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Well, I appreciate you calling, and I'm glad to have you taking your time with me here.
My pleasure. Thank you for the time.
So where are you calling home lately?
Georgetown. I'm from Leander, North Austin, but I've been around the area my entire life, and now I'm living in Georgetown. Yeah, just about on the same road I grew up on, just on the other side of town.
Okay, family? Are you
right here by my family. My mom's here, stepdad, and I've got one brother. He has two kids and a wife. No family of my own, just a girlfriend. But
okay, well, that's cool.
We'll get there someday.
That's cool. That's you know, you got to take your time nowadays, because once you're in it, you're in it. So what does a perfect day consist of for Kyle Park?
Oh, a perfect day probably consists of some golf in the late morning and good Mexican food after that, and then some drinks after that. Probably is a good day. And then, I don't know, maybe some other type of entertainment involved, maybe some country music somewhere in there.
So you don't ever get tired of going out and listening to other stuff?
No, not really, at least finding new good bands. I mean, there's so many good bands out there, it's hard to get tired of it.
Yeah, well, I know one in particular that's been trying to open some shows for you, just cannot seem to get connected, so.
Who's that?
That'd be me and Rumor, Rumortown, yeah. Dude. You know, if I'm going to push a band, I'm going to push one. So, what genre label do you give yourself?
Honestly, I mean, it's Texas country because I'm born and raised in Texas. I don't think that that's such a weird thing, because isn't Texas country? I mean, isn't that George Strait and Leanne Womack and Bob? Well, not Bob Wills, I guess, but I mean Pat Green, and I mean, it's all just. It's all such a wide range. I mean, I think I'm more of the traditional style country music than I am the rock style country music.
Yes, yeah, I agree. That's a good category to have yourself in there. So, in regards to, since you've been around for a while, so what improvements or changes would you like to see happen in the Texas country music scene?
Improvements. Wow.
Maybe you see it's going okay, and it's going in a good direction. I mean,
the fact that it's still growing and the fan base is growing, and I mean, if anything, I just wish that it would stay, as a traditionalist, I wish it would stay traditional and not go towards the four-piece rock band type mentality or sound. I mean, I love the 90s country, I also love Western swing, I love parts, I love, you know, different, you know, thirds and fifths and harmonies and band parts.
Right.
And I think sometimes that gets lost in the just guy playing a guitar, electric guitar chord after the same G chord over and over and over. I like change. I like more intellectual music, I guess. That's
right. So
say.
Are
but,
you
know, more complex music.
So are you a fan of Americana at all?
I am, just not as much as traditional country.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
I mean, I don't as much as I don't want to name names. Like, I mean, for example, like a Townes Van Zandt isn't my jam compared to a Merle Haggard.
Right. That's fair enough. Fair enough. I see that you play many different guitars live and in the studio. What's your favorite weapon of choice?
Oh, on stage, electric guitar is a G&L, off-brand Fender. But
yeah,
honestly, I've got so many different acoustics I play. I mean, on stage, it's a Gibson. In studio, it's a Bourgeois, but I also own a bunch of Martins. I think Martin's probably my favorite guitar.
Okay. Because I usually always, with the pictures, I see a Tele looking guitar.
Yeah, that's the G&L.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, I mean, when Leo Fender left Fender, he started G&L guitars.
Okay.
It's kind of like just an upper-end Telecaster.
So that's kind of your go-to?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Gaster, basically.
You know, I ask this question to a lot of younger artists because they're always, ooh, I can't wait till this happens. But this may sound kind of odd for you, but where do you see yourself in 5 years?
On a newer bus, hopefully. I don't know. I see myself in Texas, always living in Texas, but okay. I could also see myself doing, more national touring. I'd love to see myself doing more national touring just because if you play the same market over and over, you do get a little old to the fans. You have to
sure.
Change it up
you try to freshen up a little bit. So have you kind of expanded out of the region a little more?
Yeah, we play about 12 states on the regular right now. I mean, we haven't played a couple of those in, 8 months or so, but
right.
We definitely play the entire Midwest. We like going west. We play Denver, we play Phoenix, we play Las Vegas. We've played Montana a couple of times, a lot of New Mexico. So we go out west. I feel like the cowboy hat brand of country works out west better than east.
Well, that's good. Yeah, it does. That's good, and I appreciate what you're trying to do in keeping the traditional sound alive. Okay, looking forward to hearing some new stuff. But what you got going on right now is mighty fine, sir.
Thank you.
You do music videos. What's your what has been your favorite one to do?
Probably what goes around comes around because I get to act and play a bunch of different parts. I get to act like I was a drummer and act like I was a keyboard player, which I'm not either of those things. So that was fun. And also, looking back at a couple of the live videos I've made, like for Fit for the King, that was really fun.
Okay.
And leaving Stephenville was fun, just being in the town and getting to know that town better. I wrote that song before I even knew the town that well.
Wow.
So I learned a lot about that town by just making that video.
Well, that's awesome. Well, you could be the next Eddie Murphy when it comes to your next music video where you can dress
Ooh.
Different parts.
Oh, Kyle Park Raw. I don't know about that. That was a little rough.
Goodness. I don't know. Well, that's something to think about there. Hey, what's your most exciting achievement?
Musically?
I know you've had a lot of music. Just give me one, how about one in general? Doesn't even have to be music.
One of my greatest would probably be music anyway.
Okay.
I got to watch the Jordanaires record harmony on a couple of my songs.
Oh, man.
And the Jordanaires, one of the original Jordanaires who sang with Elvis in the 50s. He's still alive. He's 83 years old now, Ray Walker.
Oh, my gosh.
And he sang on a couple of my songs that'll be coming out in 2018 as well.
That'll be nice.
Yeah,
that's definitely a bucket list thing that you can just mark right on off there.
Oh, it was just cool. I mean, one of the guys in the studio's name was Curtis Young. He wasn't a Jordanaire originally, but he is Mr. Harmony. I mean, look in the records in the 90s. He sang on everyone's records. And I was listening to Curtis Young tell stories about dating Dolly Parton. It's like, come on now.
Golly.
You can't pay for that kind of stuff. It was just fun.
Man, to be a fly on the wall.
But there was no cell phones allowed. It was kind of like, oh, we're in here, these old men. We don't want no cameras in here. It was pretty funny.
That's neat,
man. I wish I could get it on video, but it's in my heart.
A little bootleg. Oh,
yeah.
Definitely. So what's the funniest thing that's happened to you guys on stage?
Oh, funniest thing that's happened to us
if you think about it, you could laugh out loud.
It would probably be something a fan did. I mean, usually we're pretty, down to business when it comes to what we're doing on stage. We have some fun on stage, but we're not like, golly. I kind of put those things, block those things out of my brain. the quote, funny things are usually mistakes we make, so I try to block those out.
Right.
But we've had some fans, do some funny things and come on stage or present posters that stay on, at the shows.
Right.
Well, that's a tough question. I think about that one for a while.
Okay, well, that's cool. Okay, so you're going to prepare yourself for a show. People ask you, how do you prepare yourself for a show? But you do so many. How do you prepare yourself for a new show, a new stage, someplace you've hit for the first time?
Honestly, what I like to do the first time at a venue is never see the stage and never see the whole venue. I love – it's the worst thing for my sound, man. But if I've never played the place before, I don't want to know what it looks like until I walk out for the first time. And it's the coolest rush.
Okay.
And know when I'm walking into it, and it's just walking and go, wow, look at this place. Look at this crowd. Nail it from there.
No, that's a good way to do it, from going out there and seeing things for the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty incredible. Okay. We're going to have the Fast Five with Bruce Allen and Kyle Park right here, right now. I'm just going to pop off five things, and I just want to know what your favorites are.
I'm ready.
All right. Okay. Number one, your favorite movie?
Tombstone.
you're the second one that's done a tombstone. I can't remember who it was that did it, but somebody else had that one.
Tombstone or Walk Hard. That's pretty hand in hand.
There you go. There you go. Okay, number two, your favorite candy.
Skittles.
Yeah, okay.
Hard candy.
That's a good one. Your dentist loves that for sure.
Oh, man.
Okay, when you go to a Christmas party and you head to the food buffet table, what's the first thing you look for?
Christmas buffet? Well, we always have breakfast, so it's going to be like venison sausage patty.
Oh, venison sausage. So do you ever ever go to the Christmas parties where they have like the shrimp, or even a party, whatever, they have the shrimp there, or they have the dried sausage and cheese?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I was thinking eggnog, possibly. But again,
Eggnog, man, I'm a sucker for eggnog. But we've kind of, with our diets, we've kind of left the eggnog out. We'll probably hit it closer to Christmas, though, but I've got to break that out.
Just sneak it, Bruce. Just sneak it in the garage. Don't worry.
I got to get it. Know. Oh, she will.
She's not listening. She's not listening right now.
No. Oh, she can smell it. Is that eggnog I smell? Oh, my gosh. Okay, number four, your favorite female country music artist?
Leanne Womack.
Okay, that's a good one. Good one. And finally, number five, your favorite cartoon character?
I don't know that one. I didn't watch a lot of cartoons. I mean, I don't know, like Woody Woodpecker.
That's okay. I mean, I'm a big Looney Tunes fan, so you know, mine would always be somebody in the, you know, the Bugs Bunny, Pete Puma,
Yosemite
Sam, and those are.
It'd be an old school cartoon. It wouldn't be any of these new cartoons.
Yeah, it doesn't have. Yeah, well, these new school ones they're not cartoons.
But again, my cruel humor likes Eric Cartman off South Park. He's pretty funny sometimes. So.
Oh my gosh.
Did I lose you there, Bruce? I lost you there.
No, we're still good here. I just had to take a deep breath and have a quick swig of an eggnog here.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so you've seen the Facebook polls out there that say if you could bring back one of these artists and see their concert, who would you go to? You know, but I'm going to ask you. So if you had the same opportunity, you won this golden ticket that you could do a studio session and do a duet with a legend that has passed on, who would it be? And if you know, what kind of song, what song would you do?
Well, it'd have to be Chris LeDoux because he's the reason kind of guy I got into guitar.
Okay. Singing.
And I think it'd have to be 17 by Chris LeDoux because that's the very first song I picked out. And I could never talk the way he talks in the front of that song, so I'd have to have him there with me to do that talking again. And I'd play guitar, and he could take the first verse, and I'd finish it up for him.
You know, you know exactly who it would be without even thinking.
I think so, yeah.
That's pretty cool. And, you know, and the funny thing is, you know, Garth Brooks probably stick his head in the window. Hey, can I sing too?
Exactly.
That would be
another
something.
Big reason why I'm a Chris LeDoux fan.
Let's talk a little bit of music here. Your latest single, What the Heaven? Great tune, man, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Jumped up to number 9 on the Texas Regional Radio Report after 11 weeks. I do see a number 1 coming. So
thank you. I hope so.
What do you see once you hit the top 10? Do you see the quick climb? Or is it always a traditional slow ride of anticipation?
It depends on the song. Like, Don't Forget Where You Come From rose pretty fast. That was a strong song that got a lot of attention fast because of the lyrics. And I think that this new song, What the Heaven, is a little more just radio-friendly in the sense of, like, what folks are used to hearing on the radio. And it's just a catchy song. It has the classic slow climb like most of my singles have before.
Right.
Like most singles on the chart do, honestly.
Right.
I mean, I've been told if you climb too fast, you fall faster. So it's one of those things you don't want to climb too fast.
Well, you know, some of these lately, there's, you know, Josh Ward has Cody Johnson. You know, those things are just, they pop up there and they've number one in 4 weeks or whatever it is. And mm-hmm. It's kind of like, and then they're begging you, don't stop playing them. We're working this record all the way until the end of the year or something like that, and they've already – it's kind of like, oh, it's the hype and stuff is there. Still a great song, but once – I don't know. With radio stations, once it hits number one, they're just – they're in line waiting for the next thing.
It's right.
That's so true. So it's – you know, yours is on a good pace, and I think it's going to do very well for you. And as a matter of fact, we're going to go ahead and spin that one here right now. So this is Kyle Park with his newest single, What the Heaven, here with Bruce Allen on Texas46Radio.com. Let's give her a listen, my friends.
Burning cigarettes, rubber roads and bridges at both ends. And telling lies was part of life. I was trying to hide from the weight of all of my sins. Then just like an angel, you turned the whole thing around. Girl, look at me now. What the heaven am I gonna do with you? You've saved me from all the hell that I've gone through. Pull me off that dead-end road, put me up on streets of gold. Gave me love that I could hold on to. And now what the heaven am I gonna do with you? Every morning seem like all my wildest dreams have come alive. All that golden glow from your halo's the light that leads me home every night. You buried the devil in me 6 feet underground. And now I'm trying to figure out what the heaven am I gonna do with you? You saved me from all the hell that I've gone through. Pulled me off that dead-end road, put me up on streets of gold. Gave me love that I could hold on to. Now what the heaven am I gonna do with you? What am I gonna do with you? You've saved me from all the hell that I've gone through. What the heaven am I gonna do with you? You saved me from all the hell that I've gone through. Pulled me off that dead-end road, put me up on streets of gold. Gave me love that I can hold on to. Now what the heaven
That was What the Heaven from Kyle Park, and that's the gentleman I have got on the phone, seasoned veteran of Texas country music. You doing okay today, sir?
Bruce, doing good.
Good deal, man. And I really can't tell you how much I appreciate you calling. You know, I've had great interviews with everybody that I've talked with, and you know, when the last two that I did, I had Holly Tucker, which was great, and then I got a chance to meet her in person over at Green Hall. And, you know, I was really kind of like, oh, you know, how am I going to perform with this guy here? Because I don't want to say I put you on a pedestal, but you're up in the upper ranks of seasoned musicians. It's really an honor, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
No, the pleasure's all mine. Thanks for the time. It's like I was saying off air, there's so many folks who, I mean, seasons or not, there's so many folks out there who've never heard of me and never heard one song of mine, and it's important that I just get out there and spread the gospel.
Well, I make sure that I play your tunes here, and I've gone back and tried to get as many from Tammy as I could to make sure that they're all in rotation. And when they, you know, once they hit number one, obviously most of them go into recurrence, but it's a recurrent, you know, at least through the week, all the songs I have of yours play.
Which is awesome. Which
is cool. And you know, I don't want people just to think that, oh, he's only known for that one song, or I've only heard that one song, but that they can Because when you, you know, I was going to tell you or ask you that, did you ever forget the words on stage for any songs? But for some, for you guys, it doesn't really matter if you forget the words. That's a great stage thing right there. Oh, crap. What was that? What is that next line? Oh, I'll just let them sing it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I take pride that I don't forget many words on stage, but we do play, you know, over 100 shows a year, 130 shows a year. Mm-hmm. And I would say it's maybe like 2 shows a year where I'll miss a line. And it's only like because it's a brain fart, basically. I'm thinking about something else while I'm singing.
Right.
And I'm, you know, whether I'm like thinking about the next song or a mistake we just made in the song that I need to remember about next time to tell the guys. It's mm-hmm. something like that, and I'll forget the word just momentarily. I'll jump back in, and I'll find a line, and I'll tell myself, "Oh, get back to work, kind of thing."
Well, you'll find the audience out there singing to just about every
yeah.
song you play.
And that
you know what would be really cool is if you did forget and you came back up to the microphone, kind of pat your chest a little bit, pat your heart, kind of like wipe a fake tear from your eye, and.
Except when I'm singing "Turn That Crown Upside Down," it doesn't work that way.
Oh no! But they, you know, they wouldn't care, would they?
Yeah, they wouldn't care.
They just sound like, oh, he appreciates what we're doing out there. And I tell you what, when somebody's singing your songs out there, I can only imagine what's going through your brain, thinking of like, oh my gosh, these people really do love my music.
That is the number one most rewarding thing about being an artist and a writer is to watch people sing your songs back to you, because it didn't take, you know, it takes more than once, more than twice, more than 5 times to really know a song, to know the words like that. And it's an honor.
Any big shows coming up?
Yeah, we've got our first show in 2018 will be in Corpus Christi, which is one of our best market cities to play in.
Okay.
And,
do you have anything for Green Hall coming up?
I don't know. I know we were there a couple of months ago, but I'm sure we'll be there.
I'm sure you'll be there
it gets
next
too
year.
Hot again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, because I'd love to come out and catch your show. Did y'all do anything at Whitewater?
We haven't been to Whitewater in about 2 years, I think.
Oh, okay, so my chances are probably good seeing you at Green Hall.
Green Hall.
Before. Okay.
Green Hall for sure.
All right. Well, I'll have to hit you up for some kind of media pass or something for.
Please do.
for that day. So for those that unusually may not know who you are or where they can find your music, where can they find you?
You can find me all over social media, you know, Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter. You can also get my music on Spotify and iTunes and my website. And obviously at the show, you can hear it live or get it at the merchandise table. Every show I go at the merchandise table and say hello and, you know,
very good. That's very, very
sure.
smart. Very smart to do. It's shout out time. I mean, most of the younger artists like to shout out to somebody, but you like to say hi to anybody?
All my San Marcos Bobcats out there in San Marcos.
Oh.
You're so close to, you know, my alma mater there.
So did you go to Southwest Texas or Texas State?
I did. I applied to Southwest and I went to Texas State.
Okay. So did you graduate?
I did not. I went there for 2.5 years and I put my first album out when I was 19 and or 20, I guess. And I had that decision of I didn't want to, you know, fail at music because I had a test on Friday. I didn't want to fail my test because I had a gig on Friday.
Well, if you're going to go into debt for something, it might as well be music and not college.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, you hear me.
Oh, my. Yeah, I went through the whole, back when it was Southwest Texas State University, got my degree in criminal justice, and here
right.
I am.
That makes sense. There you go.
Yeah, but it's got a nice little plaque on the wall, so that's what counts. So, hey, we've been talking intelligently with Kyle Park this morning, and I once again want to thank you for taking time out of your busy, busy, especially Christmas calendar to come and chat with me.
No, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Have a great great Christmas, and hopefully we'll see you at Green Hall coming up soon, and hopefully I'll have my studio ready for studio guests and might be able to have you swing by if you're going to be in the area.
That'd be great. I'd love to, Bruce.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, brother.
Cool. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.